I think The Hobbit is probably one of my favorite books, and it begins with the most important chapter, the first chapter. Nothing after that would have happened if not for that chapter. And we find Bilbo Baggins at home in the Shire, very comfortable, loving life, sitting outside smoking his pipe, and I would imagine a nice summer day, probably cooler than this because, you know, hell is here, but he's out there enjoying life, and he just wants to be content where he's at and meets Gandalf. And Gandalf says, "Hey, I got a journey for you to go on." And Bilbo says, "No, thank you," and quickly runs away and hides in his house. The next day, people show up at his door. Gandalf didn't take no for an answer, scrawling a sigil on the door for others to find him, to hire him to be a burglar, to go on this great journey. And he doesn't want it. He wants to cling to what he has, but he's forced to leave, to go where he is uncomfortable, to go into the unknown, to leave the home he's lived in for his entire life. Contrast that with when we find him at the beginning of The Lord of the Rings, eager to go on another journey, wanting to go out into the world again, recognizing the wonders that were there the first time he went, and is unsettled just staying at home. In our gospel reading today, I feel like that man that Jesus talks about scattering seeds is going on that journey of Bilbo a little bit. No, I'm not a farmer. I'm not good at growing anything. And if I tried, it would probably kill it. So when he talks about sleeping day and night, not knowing how it sprouts, grows, everything else, absolutely me. Not a clue. But I know that first, you have to plant the seed, which means you have to let go of it. You have to let go of control. You have to put it out there and see what happens. And I've been around many farmers, and they're always waiting to see what happens. Oh, we have too much rain. We don't have enough rain. We have too much sun. We don't have enough sun. You never know what it's going to be. It is inherently an act of faith to put that valuable seed out there, because oftentimes it's also the food that you're going to harvest. Putting the grain that could be your bread or the corn that could feed your family back into the ground and letting go of control to see what happens in faith and in hope that you will gain more. It forces you to go on that journey to see what God will bring about. But God promises us too that He brings about great fruit if we're willing to plant the seeds, if we're willing to let go of things and put it out there and see what God will do with it instead of clinging to control. If we just held all the grain for ourselves and refused to plant it, there would be no more food. We know the outcome of that is death. We have to let go of control, to allow God to work in our life, to see what He brings about, and to accept it as it comes and trust that He will bless us. If we try to control everything, first of all, we will go mad. It is beyond our capabilities, but we also don't know what's out there. Like Bilbo sitting at home, having no idea of the wonders of the world around him. Terrors too, yes, but wonders that he's missing out on. Instead, we are called to trust in the Lord and see what He brings about, to accept it as it comes in faith, to be, as St. Paul says, courageous, that while we are at home in the body, we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith that God is in control, faith that He will bring about good things, faith that there is more than we could possibly imagine. And it requires us to let go of those things that we grasp to. Perhaps to let go of our pride, seeking out retribution on those who've wronged us or annoyance with those who do things that we don't think is right. Let go of it and trust that God is at work. Perhaps it is faith, control over our own health and our bodies. I need to eat all the right foods and everything else and just be healthy and be healthy and be healthy. And we get so worked up that we actually make ourselves sick because we're so worried about our health. Instead, when we are indeed ill, do we have the faith to let others care for us and to receive their love, knowing that even when we are weak, God is strong? We hear in our first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel that God can make the withered tree bloom, that he humbles the mighty and lifts up the lowly. Do we allow ourselves to be lowly by letting go of controlling everything and entrusting ourselves to God courageously? Or do we think that we know best in all things, that we are masters of our universe? I wish this gospel reading, I hate to say this as a scripture guy, was different in our day and age, because we farmers and Iowans know how the seed is planted, how the day works. Think of something you have no clue about. It just happens. Every day, day in and day out, God is providing for us without our ever knowing about it. We need trust. We need faith. We need to cooperate with God in whatever he sends. It may not seem like what we need at the time, but he is the one that bears fruit, not us. The man planted seeds. That is our call, to go out and plant the seeds, to trust that by letting go, God will bring about fruit, and to let God do what he does best, to go along for the journey and see the fruit at the end. Brothers and sisters, may we truly be courageous, not in fighting and in controlling, but in allowing God to be in control, to accept what comes, to cooperate with it in grace, and to wait with patience to see what God brings about. Like Bilbo, we may not know what's out there at the beginning, but God promises to bring about something good. But we have to take that first step to let go, to trust, to plant, and believe that the Lord has the rest in hand.